if you were doing this around your day job or your night job, whenever you work, and let's say you were going to put 1.5 to 2 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week towards this, in 34 hours, you've got to that point in less than 4 weeks worth of work. So you've got your business up and running. You've got potential customers visiting your website in less than 4 weeks, or in other words, in less than a month.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off.
Hey there, welcome back to the Dropship Podcast. John with you today for a solo episode, just me, no Ben. Today, I'm going to take you through how to start a profitable dropshipping business in 10 hours a week. So I'm going to take a slightly different approach to this one. We're going to talk about it in terms of how much time is required to start a profitable dropshipping business. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, in 2025 and probably beyond, there is plenty of people who are looking to start an online business or a dropshipping business or some sort of business where they can start making money on the side of their current employment or whatever they currently do for money. This might be you. You might be listening to this right now thinking, it'd be awesome if I could make an extra $3,000 a month in my pocket, maybe more, or build something that I, while I'm still working, that I can transition to doing full-time at some point down the track. So you might want to grow a big business, but you want to get started while you still have, I guess, the safety net of your full-time employment and your wage. And that's how I got started in dropshipping 11 years ago. It's how Ben, my usual co-host here on the Dropship Podcast, got started 10 years ago. We were both working full-time jobs and we built our business along while we were still working our full-time job. And so it's kind of nice that you can do that. I mean, you can go all in on business and have a bit of a runway and just dive into it full time. And that works. That can work, but it is a riskier way to go about it. The great thing is that with high ticket dropshipping, you can do this while you still work a full time job. And I'm going to take you through the steps to do that. And I'm going to show you how you can use AI to help you a little bit to speed up the process. So, we're talking about high-ticket dropshipping here. I want to be clear about that. We're not talking about low-ticket dropshipping or selling low-quality trinkets from China. That stuff doesn't really work. It's fast, yes, but it rarely works and it's not the way to do it. We're talking about building a brand around quality products in a defined niche. The products come from quality suppliers who have their products warehoused in the same country as your customers. And we're using primarily search engine-based marketing to generate sales and bring customers to our website. So we're talking about doing things like running Google shopping ads on Google search engines or doing search engine optimization practices to bring free organic traffic to our website. So I want to break down the steps for you involved. It's actually a pretty simple process. Now, simple doesn't mean easy, so don't get that confused, but there is a simple set of steps that we need to follow to launch a high-ticket dropshipping business. There's five, in fact. And here's what they are. I'm going to give you the basics, and then I'm going to show you the start of this on the screen. I'm actually going to do the first steps using AI tools to speed it up. But I want to take you through the five steps and what the time commitment is for or could be for you to get this done 10 hours a week and have your business launched in less than a month. So the first thing that you need to do to start a high-ticket dropshipping business is to set up your business, so the legal structure of your business, which is very simple. It's a little bit different in different countries, but it's very simple. You need to register a business and then find your niche. So find the products that you're going to sell and identify who you're going to sell them to. You can do that in 4 hours. So step one can be done in 4 hours. Now, once again, step one is one of the things that people commonly spend way too much time on. It's really easy to go super deep on research and second guessing yourself when it comes to what products should you sell, but you can do it way quicker. So 4 hours. Step two is building your website. Now, this might be a little counterintuitive, but we actually set up the website before we go and find the suppliers of those products that we're going to sell. And the reason we do that is for high quality products, the suppliers are a little bit, I wouldn't say super picky about who they let sell their products, but they need to have some level of reassurance that you're actually serious about running a business before they give you permission to put their products on your site so that you can sell them there. And so one of the ways that we demonstrate a level of commitment and seriousness to actually starting a business in their market is by setting up a website and showing them that, hey, we have a business that your products can go into. There's something that you can see there so that you can have some certainty that we're going to do a good job of selling your products online. They're going to look good when they're on our website, right? So we build the website. Now, once again, if you don't have any experience with this, it takes you a little bit longer than when you do have experience, but using Shopify as your website platform, a lot of the heavy lifting is done for you. Shopify is a great platform for people who are setting up their business for the first time with very little experience. It's very user-friendly, and with the right Shopify theme, which is kind of like the backbone and the template for your website, you can set up a website here with very little experience that looks pretty good fairly quickly. So I'm allowing 10 hours to set up your website. You're going to get your branding, so your logo and all of that sort of stuff done by somebody on Fiverr. So you can go to fiverr.com, double R in Fiverr, and there are literally tons of pretty decent quality graphic designers on there who can design the branding for your website. So things like your logo, etc., that's going to appear on your website, give you a good, high quality looking one. You're not going to have to do that work. So that's not included in the 10 hours. It might take you a few minutes to go and find the person that does the style that you want and send the job to them, but they're going to do that. You're going to set up your website to the standard that it needs to be to contact suppliers, and that's going to take you around 10 hours. Now, I'll show you an example of this website as we get further through this episode. So we're at 14 hours now. So if you're doing 2 hours a day, roughly 5 days a week, let's say, or maybe six days a week, we're not even up to 2 weeks here yet. So 10 hours on the website. Our third step is to find and contact the suppliers of the products that we want to sell. So you go out, you put together a little list of the suppliers of the products that you want to sell. So for example, if I'm going to sell infrared saunas, I'm going to do a little bit of quick research and find out who are the brands of infrared saunas in my country. I'm going to make a little list of their names. I'm going to go to their websites, find their contact details. I usually do this in a pretty simple spreadsheet. And then I'm just going to pick up the phone and I'm going to call them. And I'm going to have a quick conversation with them. Hi, my name's John from whatever my business is called. We're an online retailer of infrared saunas, and I'd love to have a chat with you about retailing your products through our website. Then have a conversation about that. See what they need from you. See if they're open to that. Usually they are. And so you're going to get a range of those suppliers say yes, probably a few say no. That's very normal. And then you're going to have products that you can put on your website. Now, that third step to find and call your suppliers, it doesn't actually take that long, like if you put it all together. I mean, it's just a number of phone calls. You're going to send some emails as well, maybe up to 20 calls or so, let's say. The calls aren't that necessarily that long. Sometimes they can be, but I'm allowing 5 hours for that. Now, you might be spacing that out across a few days, that time. But in total, if you put it all together in one chunk, it's probably only about 5 hours. You're going to do a little bit of follow-up as well. So that's about 5 hours worth there. Step four, once you've got those suppliers on board, is to upload their products to your website. So your Shopify account is set up. Your website's ready to go. You just need to put the product data that you get from those suppliers, and they will give you the product data, things like images, product descriptions, technical information, etc. You just need to upload that into your Shopify account, and those products can then appear on your website ready for sale. Now, that'll vary a little bit the time that's taken here, because if you have more suppliers or less suppliers, some suppliers have more products than other suppliers. So everybody who goes through this process probably ends up with a slightly different amount of products that they have to upload. But look, on average, I'm going to give that around 10 hours in our plan, 10 hours total. So, you know, if you're working away at about 2 hours a day doing this, it's going to take you about 5 days. It is a little bit manual, right? And while it doesn't cost you any money to do it, you do have to put in a little bit of time. On the flip side of this, you could pay somebody to do this for you. So going to somewhere like Upwork or onlinejobs.ph, you can find people who are familiar with uploading products to Shopify, who you can give the product data to, and they will do the work of uploading those products for you. And so that can save you the time of having to do it yourself if you're willing to spend a little bit more money during the process to pay somebody to do it for you. So that's the probably one of the main steps in this process that you could outsource to somebody else to save you the time. So then you've got your products on your website and it's time for step five. Step five is setting up your Google Merchant Center account, setting up your Google Ads account, and setting up your first Google Shopping Ads campaigns. So the first place we recommend people start advertising their high-ticket dropshipping business is with Google Ads and specifically Google Shopping Ads. Now, I'm going to show you some of these in a moment, but if you've ever been to a Google search result page and you've searched for a product that you're looking to buy, you will have seen these ads along the top of the results. They're the ads where you've got the images of the products in them, the price. You can click on those ads and you go to the product page on a website that sells that product. That's one of the best ways to do your first marketing for a high-ticket dropshipping business. Now, why is that? It's because when you do high-ticket dropshipping, and this is one of the main reasons why we recommend high-ticket dropshipping, is because you're selling products that are already established in the market from brands that people actually know and recognize. And so there is already demand for those products. You don't have to create the demand. See, when you sell low-ticket stuff from China or something like that, nobody's looking for those products. Nobody cares about them. Nobody's interested in them. You have to go out and create the demand for them. And this is something that a lot of the gurus out there who talk about low-ticket dropshipping or any other type of dropshipping, frankly, don't tell you. Nobody wants to buy your products. You have to try and persuade them and cajole them into wanting to buy some cheap, tacky set of dog eyelashes from China, right? This is why, most of the time, it doesn't work. Whereas if I sell infrared sauna from a brand that's already established in the infrared sauna market, people are already on Google searching specifically for that brand and that sauna by name. All I need to do is step in front of them with the right ad and then a good website and do a bit of customer service, and I'm going to make some sales because people are already looking for those products. And so that's why it's the best place to start is with Google Shopping Ads. The customer can see the product, the customer can see the price, and you only pay if somebody clicks to go to your website. And so you've got a pretty high chance that some of those people that click to go to your websites are going to buy the product, and you're going to get the best bang for your advertising dollars there. Now, it's going to take you about 5 hours to set up those accounts, those Google accounts, to run those ads, and then to actually set up the ad campaigns themselves. About 5 hours. And then at that point, your site is now live. Customers are coming to your site and you can start making sales. So in total there, if I added those five steps and their times that I've allowed for them together, we're looking at about 34 hours in total. Now, once again, if you were doing this around your day job or your night job, whenever you work, and let's say you were going to put 1.5 to 2 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week towards this, in 34 hours, you've got to that point in less than 4 weeks worth of work. So you've got your business up and running. You've got customers visiting you, potential customers visiting your website in less than 4 weeks, or in other words, in less than a month. And we know this time frame, these time frames work out pretty well because we've helped thousands of people do this. And we've seen on average how long it takes people to do these steps. And this is why I talk about these steps. Now, I'm going to jump in here into our browser. So if you're watching along with the video version of this, which you can find on YouTube, you'll be able to see me going through this on the screen. I want to take you through the bit that people spend the most time on, in my experience, and too much time on, and that is finding the right products to sell. And look, I totally get it, right? Finding the right products to sell feels like a really big task that can, if you get it wrong, you're going to waste time. And that's true. You do need to get it right. A lot of people really struggle with second guessing themselves, with thinking that they don't know the right types of products to sell. But the reality is that you can get to it pretty quickly. And the bit that a lot of people really struggle with is just coming up with the ideas, like thinking of what are the products out there that people buy.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
So what I want to do here is I'm going to jump into my browser, I'm going to share my screen up, and I'm going to show you how I do this right now. All right, so here we are, and you can see in my window here that I'm in ChatGPT, so one of the common AI tools out there. Now, you can do this exact same thing in any of the major AI tools that people talk about, that you've probably heard people talk about. So I'm in ChatGPT. You could do this in Grok. You could do this in Gemini. You could do this in Claude, which is another one that I like to use from time to time. It doesn't matter, right? We're not doing very complex things here, really. One of the great things about AI at the moment and these AI tools is that they can help you think of things that you wouldn't ordinarily be able to think of because they've been trained on such a wide array of information, which any one individual can't have had access to all of that information, right? In their own lived experience. And so one of the ways that I find AI really helps me to speed up in my business at the moment is thinking of ideas. And in step one, where people have to find their niche, find their products that they're going to sell in a dropshipping business, where people spend too much time is simply just trying to come up with the ideas of potential products that they could sell. Some people will go around at this for a month, like a week, and you really don't need to. So you can see what I've done here. I've put in a really simple prompt, and I could probably do a better prompt than this, but I want to show you how to do it in the simplest way possible, right? Please write me a list of 100 hobbies that are common in the United States. And ChatGPT has thrown me out, as you can see here, a list of 100 things that people do. Now, of course, you could replace it with your country. You will find that the list will be fairly similar, let's say if you're in Australia or if you're in Canada or if you're in the United Kingdom or, you know, somewhere in Europe, you're probably going to get similar things. So now you've got ideas. These are hobbies. So when we're looking for high ticket products to sell, we want to identify specific things that people do, whether it's a passion or a hobby or an activity that people do, or businesses that people run that use products to carry out the business, right? Businesses count as passion niches. So here I've gone first for the angle of hobbies. And I've just gone through the list and you can see like there's a lot of stuff here. And some of these things definitely don't have high ticket products in. So I'm going to kind of ignore them. But what this allows me to do now is to follow this prompt up. I would go through this list and see if there's anything that kind of strikes my fancy or I think, oh, that's interesting. Like, for example, I could look at woodworking. So my niche could be woodworking. I'm going to sell people who are into woodworking any of the products that they need to do woodworking. And that's also going to have some crossover with businesses that are involved with woodworking as well. And there's going to be commercial versions of some of that equipment. So this tells you the interest, and you can follow that up with another prompt to find the products that people use to do that. And I'll do that in a second. I wanted to show you another prompt I did. Please write me a list of 100 types of businesses in the United States. Once again, super basic prompt. I could definitely do a better prompt than that, but I can start to see here that it's given me a list of business ideas. And so once again, not all of these are going to be suitable because they don't use the types of products that we want to sell or any types of products. And that's probably how I could improve that prompt. But there's going to be things in here, gym and fitness centers, yoga studios, dance studios, potentially martial arts schools, sports clubs and facilities, golf courses, catering services, videography services, perhaps tattoo parlors, beauty salons, barbershops. They would kind of, those three there would kind of go hand in hand. 72, 73, 74, nail salon 75 would go hand in hand as well. So there's going to be stuff in here where there are definitely products, breweries, distilleries, agricultural businesses. Like, I can see a number here that are coming up, land surveying services, where products are used, and I just know that because I know it off the top of my head, where high-ticket products are used, and you could sell high-ticket products to those businesses. And those businesses definitely buy those things online as well. Here's where you use AI to go a bit deeper, because you might say, oh, well, look, I'm interested in one of these ideas, but I've got to go and work out what products they would actually buy, because this doesn't tell me the products. This is where you do another prompt, right? And the next prompt you do is an example like this one. Please tell me what products you would need to buy to open a dental surgery. So once again, a type of business. And then it's given me a list of products here. And to be honest, I mean, I've been to the dentist before, but even when I thought about that question myself, yeah, I could probably think of maybe 5 or 6 different types of products. But you can see here, it's given me a whole list of things here. Look at this list. It's still going, these are all individual product types, right? And some of these I would never have thought of, because what do I know, right? I'm not a dental expert, and you don't need to be to start this business either. You're going to learn it as you go, and that's totally fine. But look, I mean, you got dental chairs, dental lights, operatories, butchering that one, cabinets, imaging equipment, dental lasers, drills. You've got some smaller stuff here like forceps, for example, intraoral cameras, autoclaves and sterilizers, ultrasonic cleaners, dental 3D printers for creating, appliances that go in the mouth, for example. So there's a whole bunch of stuff here. It's not all high ticket, but there's a lot of stuff here that is high ticket. Waste disposal systems, emergency equipment that needs to be in a dental studio. And there's probably even more, because you could look at, well, how about the waiting room furniture? What about the benches that like the receptionists sit behind? You know, there's a lot of stuff here. You can sell those things as well. So now I have a list of products, and I could do this for any of the ideas on here. Like, I could have done it for going back up to any of these interests. I could have done the same thing. I could have replaced my prompt with, rather than saying, please tell me what products you would need to buy to open a dental surgery. I missed a letter in there even. I could say, I'd love to get into woodworking. What products should I consider buying to practice woodworking? And it's just going to give me a list of products. So what do you do then? I mean, it's great. Now I've got a list of products that I could sell. Fantastic. But what do I need to know now? Are they high ticket products or not? So we're doing high ticket dropshipping. We're aiming for a product price of $1,000 plus. So I need to know, like, are enough of these products high ticket products, right? So what do I do there? Well, I just take that list and I head over to Google, which you can see I've got on the screen now. And I started doing it for another one that was off the list, which was land surveying tools or engineering type products. And I've come in here and I'm just going to put in the product types and just put them into the Google search bar. So here I've done theodolite, which is a product that surveyors use for land surveying, for sale. And I can see here, we talked about these earlier, our Google shopping ads. And so remembering back to earlier when I was talking about the first type of ads you run for a high-ticket dropshipping business being Google shopping ads, well, you can see these on the screen here. These are Google shopping ads. So when somebody goes onto Google and searches for a theodolite for sale, I would be placing my ad in here and I would get in here very easily. Right, and I can see here, but right now I'm just looking for examples, right? So, you know, this theodolite's $1,500. This one's $1,800. There's a few here that are lower ticket, which are probably lower quality ones, but I can definitely see there's some potentially $1,300, $1,900, and so on and such forth. So I think these theodolites are something worth looking at. What I would do next is then, just to double check this even further, I would go into a website that sells these and see what other products they sell. So, i.e., a potential competitor of mine. So let's say I'm thinking of starting an engineer supply business, which I think is a great idea personally. I'm going to come onto a site like this, engineersupply.com. So this website is a retailer, like you are going to be, of high ticket and low ticket products, actually, in this case, but they're selling equipment that engineers use and also include it, like all types of engineers, as well as people like surveyors. So I'm just going to get on here and I can see they've got a product category for surveying equipment. And when I get in here, I can start to see all these different types of products that they have, you know, and now I can start looking around. And what I'm trying to do at this point, and I'm trying to do two things now. I want to keep seeing the prices. So like, let's go to pipe and cable locators. All right. Well, looky here. We've got $1,500, $2,000, $2,000, $3,800, $5,000. These are all being sold online, $1,400. Okay, high ticket products, pipe and cable locators. Who would have thunk it, right? But what I'm also looking at here while I'm doing it is I'm thinking as well, can I see different brands of these products? So we can see here there's this, and once again, German, I'm going to butcher this, Schonstadt, Pipehorn, Leica, Geomax. So I can see already there's multiple brands in this space, subsurface instruments, Jameson. All right, I've already found about six suppliers just for one category of products, right? So you'll notice none of these brands are the same as this business. None of these brands are called Engineer Supply. These are different companies. Their products are being sold by Engineer Supply, but Engineer Supply doesn't own these products. So Engineer Supply is doing exactly the same thing that you would be doing when you start one of these businesses. So then I might note down some of those names, but I can come back to this site to build my supplier list later, which you'll remember is step four. And I'm going to contact these companies to have that conversation with them about selling their products on my site. Now, look, I would probably go and look at some of the other things here. Ground penetrating radar. That sounds interesting. Oh, well, looky here. $16,000 product, $18,000 product, $19,000 product, $23,000 product, right? Okay. Some of the same brand that I saw with the other ones, but there's another brand here as well. So once again, high ticket products sold online. That's ticking my boxes. I like this niche. So I know what my niche is going to be. At this point, I can see there's a lot of potential here for engineering type products or land surveying type products. So I could say tick. Yep. Let's go do that niche. So the next step then is you're going to build your website. And I just wanted to show you, like, this is a website of the sort that we set up. So remember I said you can set up your website in about 10 hours. This obviously has a lot of products loaded on it because it's a live website at the moment. This is one of my websites. And you can see, but this is what it looks like. This is the website that you're going to set up on Shopify. So I could set up this website in 10 hours from scratch. Now, you might look at it and say, well, that looks like a pretty decent website. I don't know if I could do that. You can. On Shopify, this is a very easy website to set up. This uses the Empire Shopify theme to kind of provide the structure. And all I'm doing is putting my branding on, choosing my colors, choosing my fonts, and then uploading my product images and data onto here. So it's really not that complicated to do. We use the Empire theme or the Superstore theme by Out of the Sandbox. They're literally the best themes for high-ticket dropshipping. And so this is what you're looking to do. So now you know how you can start a profitable high-ticket dropshipping business in less than a month at 10 hours or less per week of work, of input from you. You can do it around your current job. I'll tell you, you can do it for less than $300. So you can go through and do all of the steps that I just showed you for $300 or less, $500 or less. It's not super expensive. Where you're going to pay the most is with your time. But even then, you could have your own business up and running for less than 40 hours of work around your current job. In the mornings, in the evenings. There's literally nothing to stop you and nothing to hold you back. And there is very little risk from having a go at this. So if you've been watching along and you've been thinking about, wow, I'd really love to start my own business. I'd love to do something for myself. You don't have to have the aim of making millions and millions of dollars. Even if it's just having a few extra $1,000 a month to help pay the rent, to help pay the mortgage, whatever it might be, anybody can do this. It's simple. It's not complex. All you need to do is follow the right plan and be consistent and you can get it done. Now, if you'd like to check out a much more detailed training where I take you through all of the five steps that I took you through here, plus a few extra things, head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, where you can find a free training. It's completely free. It's a lot longer than this episode, where I take you all through all of that, and you can literally get started following that.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.